You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
January 21st, 2020, and so it begins. The impeachment trial of President Donald J. Trump is officially getting underway with some efforts on both sides to try to change things up. In the meantime, there's a new survey from Monmouth, a Monmouth University poll released just today before this trial began, showing 57% of those question believe that the House managers, prosecutors, should be able to present new evidence. 57% said, yeah, let them bring more in. Now, you break that down along political lines, 87% of those saying we want more evidence presented are Democrats, but 24% are Republicans. Now, among those Republicans, it's not clear here, do they want that new evidence because they also want to open up the door to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and all the rest of that? Because if you're going to bring those witnesses in on behalf of the House for the Trump charges, as ridiculous as they are, let's focus on the Biden some more. In the meantime, Senate Democrat leader Chuckie Schumer said Leader McConnell is trying to rush this impeachment trial, trying to rush it through. There have been talk about if it's possible, can we just dismiss it, be done with it, or should we drag it out? Iran's now admitting that the anti-aircraft missiles its armed forces fired at the Ukrainian jetliner earlier this month were made by Russia. Part of the missiles they received in 2017 from Russia for $700 million. That's what shot down that jetliner of innocence. Democrat Governor Ralph Northam suggesting I protected the Virginia Capitol grounds. Yesterday, they had that Second Amendment lobby day, Second Amendment proponents showing up, thousands and thousands of them. And the governor warned there will not be any violence here. We will make sure there's no violence. And there was none, but it's not because of anything he did. These were simply law-abiding Second Amendment citizens coming to show their support for the Second Amendment. There were not in their midst any folks trying to start a race war, and there were no Antifa folks showing up. But the governor says smugly, look what I did. I protected us. There's a very big concern growing in China and throughout that region of the world. They have a mystery coronavirus spreading from central China, killing at least six already. Beijing is expecting carriers to increase as Asia prepares for the Lunar New Year, one of the biggest travel days in the continent. And they're very worried. They believe this started with a seafood market in central China. And in fact, now there's a case in Taiwan. It turned out the woman in Taiwan had just been to that same city in central China. They say they got her before she met with anyone else, but of course, she was already on that plane with many others. President Trump preparing to crack down on foreign nationals arriving in our country on tourist and visitor visas just to have their baby here. It's that anchor baby story. He said, we're going to crack down on it. You're not just going to be able to come in here and have your baby to claim they're an American. And by the way, the president's Buy American, Hire American economy giving black Americans a boost over the last year in terms of wages, job opportunities, and labor force participation. Nearly 60% of black Americans in the labor force are working class or lower middle class, competing against lower wage workers for jobs. Now with the increased availability of jobs and job paying better, everybody's moving up. It is a tide lifting all boats. The student loan debt in the U.S. now at $1.7 trillion. The average obligation about $29,000. So you want to go to Florida, you want to go somewhere nice and warm and get out of your cold weather if you're spread across the Midwest or North or something like that. You go into Florida, enjoy the water parks in Orlando. Wouldn't it be fun splashing around the water in Orlando in the sun? Huh? Wouldn't it? Sounds good. But make note of this. Volcano Bay at Universal Orlando Resort, Aquatica Orlando, that water park, and other water parks in Orlando being closed. It's there's no ice in the water, but it's too cold to run the water parks. Let them suffer for a while with the rest of us.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Jimmy's in the back with a pocket of heart. If you listen close, you can hear him cry. Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Way down below, way down below.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia State Capitol in Richmond. They're protesting state bills there that would limit handgun purchases. The bills would also require background checks as well. NBC's Cal Perry is on the ground there in Richmond. What's the scene right now, Cal? How are things?
Thousands of people, as you said, heavily armed. I'll get out of the way and give you an idea of what we're seeing here. We are outside the enclosed area around the Capitol where guns are banned today.
Oh my gosh, I'm almost breathless. Thousands are out here. Cal Perry reporting on MSNBC yesterday, saying there are heavily armed people in attendance. I'll get out of the way so you can see them. They moved, you really couldn't see many people with guns. Not many at all. There were zero, I just checked the latest, zero arrested for any violence during that rally yesterday. While the Virginia governor had proclaimed, we have hate coming to our community, we will put a stop to it. And now he's claiming, see, I took care of you. There were no hate among those folks who showed up simply to express their support for the Second Amendment. And against some of the new Virginia gun laws you're trying to pass and have passed already. Apparently, 7,000 of 22,000 were in the gun-free zone at the Capitol. And on the Capitol grounds, he had said no guns would be allowed. And apparently no one was showing a weapon standing on the Capitol grounds. So there were no arrests. That doesn't mean some were not on the Capitol grounds with concealed weapons. And some of those who were carrying weapons, such as AR-15s, were among the 15,000 in the streets. 22,000 in the streets. And not one arrest. One person reportedly arrested nearby for violating an anti-mask law, which is good. I don't know if this is a member of Antifa I have no idea if it was or not, but that basically was what I've been saying. If you're going to show up at a demonstration, your face covered, you should be arrested so we know who you are. But the whole idea, this is the media desperate to have violence at this rally. They wanted to have a repeat of Charlottesville. And listen again. I want you to hear it over and over a few times, how they were describing the crowd. Just listen, please.
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups all swarming the Virginia state capitol. Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups all swarming the Virginia state capitol. Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups all swarming the Virginia state capitol. Right now, thousands.
All right, you got the idea. Thousands of gun white nationalists. We're going to come back to that point in a moment. But again, Governor Northrum was convinced we're going to have another Charlottesville here if I don't do something. And then after there was no problem, no issue, no one hurt, no one shooting, not even a firecracker went off, he tweets out, "We're all thankful that this passed without incident. The teams successfully de-escalated what could have been a volatile situation. I will continue to listen to the voices of Virginians and do everything in my power to keep our Commonwealth safe." Well, then allow them to have their weapons without you trying to take them away from them. And for him to say the teams successfully de-escalated what could have been a volatile situation, there was no volatile situation. What did your teams de-escalate? The closest they came to that is a few days ago, the FBI announced three arrests of Nazi skinhead idiots that supposedly had talked about going to the rally, shooting it up, trying to start a race war. They got arrested, and if they're properly arrested and charged, good. Throw the book at them. We don't need that. These were simply Americans showing up to show their own support for the guns and against some of the Virginia gun laws. Some of those laws are something like you can only buy one gun a month. I have no idea what they think that's going to do when it comes to stopping what they consider gun violence. You can only buy one gun a month. Okay. If you want to buy more, I don't, you know, so what? It wouldn't bother me one way or the other. But it's just, again, trying to put controls on you. When they say gun control, guns, and new laws and regulations, they're talking about controlling you is what it amounts to. And, of course, they also were talking about you're going to have background checks. Well, background checks are already there if you're buying through a dealer. Background checks would involve you and me buying a gun from you. You'd have to run a background check on me before it would be legal. Otherwise, you could also be prosecuted. So all they're saying is that we got enough rules, enforce what we got. I had to go back. Isn't it against the crime to shoot and kill somebody without cause? I think it is. So you don't need more gun laws. And when it comes to trying to say this was going to be like Charlottesville, but I protected you, the governor saying I protected you, and the media so anxious to see some kind of violence. I'm looking at one of the comments from Ben Collins, one of the reporters, saying, "Hi, everybody. I'm deleting a tweet so I can be super clear about tomorrow's rally in Virginia. The Lobby Day protest is and has traditionally been a gun rights rally, but white nationalists, including militant group The Base, have been planning violent action at the event." Well, if they were, it didn't happen. And, of course, if you're going to look at agitators, you have to look at the Antifa group and all those around them. But try and say that this is going to be another Charlottesville. That was an event at Charlottesville where good people on both sides, I'll say it for the president, good people on both sides came to dispute and argue taking down constitutional monuments, Civil War monuments, I should say, of generals and things of that nature. Some were there saying, "We think we should preserve this part of history. It may be a bad mark on our history, but they should be preserved." Others saying, "It is a bad mark. I don't want to see it again. Take it down." But they came to voice on their First Amendment rights their differences. Those were the good people on either side. Beyond them, following behind them, hijacking the event on either side, were the skinheads, torchbearers, whose streets, my streets, Nazis type. And on the other side, the Antifa and some of the Black Lives Matter activists who suddenly have gone full throat against anything to do with law and order. That's the two differences. But that didn't happen. And if you recall in Charlottesville, yes, one idiot decided to ram his car into the crowd. That act, August 12, 2017, killed a young woman. Her mother has some comments about the gun rallies in Virginia and the new laws in Virginia. And her mother, the mother of the young woman killed by that guy that went stupid running his car into the crowd, her mother said, "I grew up with guns. I'm a gun owner now. I understand efforts to push common sense gun measures, but Virginia Democrats are a bit extreme." Did you see that on the mainstream media? Did you see them repeating that from time to time? She actually made that interview originally on CNN, and I never saw it but one time. When she said, "I'm a gun owner, I support common sense gun measures, and I think what they're doing in Virginia is a bit extreme." But again, back to those who did show up. Let's listen again to MSNBC describe the crowd, as they point out who's in the crowd.
"Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups all swarming the Virginia state capitol. Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups all swarming
the white nationalists. I don't know if you're aware of it. I should inform you of this. You might not be aware, but white nationalists now include Black Americans. They do. And in fact, one of those was being interviewed by Fox yesterday, Colin Noir. I hope I pronounced it right. He's a Second Amendment enthusiast. He's a Black American. He's not a white nationalist, or if he is, I guess there are white nationalists are not so white anymore, but here are his remarks about what was happening in Virginia.
"When it comes to talking about issues that they're either not doing that well on or things that they just don't want to address, they always pivot to gun control because they see it as one of the easiest things to talk about because they like to frame it under the guise of all of these crazy gun owners out here. We've got to get the guns off of the streets. The irony is when they talk about gun control, where do you think they're going to implement these laws the most? They're going to implement them in the minority cities. So they like to bring up the idea and the issue of race and how all of these white supremacist gun owners are going to come and start shooting people. Yet the people most affected by these gun control laws are the very people that they're trying to manipulate to not exercise their rights."
Boy, is he right. I saw one interview with a young man who identified himself as being a St. Louisan. I don't know if he was or wasn't. But he's a young Black man. He was featured on one of the interviews yesterday and said, I'm for, you know, guns, us having our Second Amendment rights. They want to take guns away from me? And is that guy also a white nationalist? In fact, he was asked by the reporter, "You're not white." He said, "No, I'm not." And back to the remarks of Colin Noir, the Second Amendment activist, when it comes to power that's being is part of the full struggle here.
"When you own a firearm and you're a citizen that owns a firearm, you don't completely and wholly depend on the government for your own safety. Right. You've now empowered yourself in taking your safety into your own hands. Well, if I'm part of a party or in the government that wants to accumulate more power, I have to somehow find a way to take away that power from you so you're forced to depend on me more, because if I don't, then I lose power."
That's right. That's a whole issue of Second Amendment. It's your right. There's another political activist and founder of the Black Guns Matter movement. Black Guns Matter. He was upset over all the misinformation among the major media outlets. And he said, and I'm quoting, "Journalists have an interest in chaos regarding gun coverage. He's right. And he also said this notion that race and violence is behind the gun laws, and so what he says wrong. But the mainstream media continues to push that storyline. Washington Examiner commentary editor stated, "We know that the media smear marches they hate. Guns like abortion, all boys Catholic schools are a cultural war issue. We know what side 90% of the media industry is on. Everyone should admit it." That was a commentator writing for the Washington Examiner. And based upon those remarks, take note of this. This was from MSNBC Chris Hayes, capping his media's coverage of that event yesterday after they'd gone to the reporter in the field. And he said, yeah, we got thousands of heavily armed white nationalists here. And the crowd pictures were showing a lot of black faces. Well, maybe they were white nationalists who decided to put a black face on. Do you think white nationalists would ever think of doing that? Not likely. But here's what Chris Hayes said. "The implicit and explicit message of a bunch of heavily armed people marching on the state's capital is this: don't you dare enact your policies. If you do, we will use these guns against you." That's what he's saying they were going to do. They wanted violent action. They were ready to record it. We'll take a break, talk about the bounty on President Trump's head.
You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com, redfitnesslounge.com.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor in it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I want to go back on a couple of points briefly on this Virginia rally yesterday. And again, this was a Lobby Day rally. They hold it on this date. And of course, it coincided with Martin Luther King's birthday. And because of that, the media was even going even more bonkers on it. Axios wrote, "On a day that is meant to celebrate what would have been the 91st birthday of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., the nation is grappling with emboldened white nationalist groups and racial tension. Survey showing a majority of Americans believe race relations are getting worse under President Trump." So they were automatically linking those in the streets to white racists. And, of course, they showed an aerial view at one time on MSNBC, and the anchor said, "This is the scene in Richmond. White nationalist militant groups, militia groups, supporters of background checks, all in one place, a lot of them worrying about a repeat of Charlottesville 2017. There was no such worry. There was an urging and kind of a encouragement by some of the media. It's like two dogs circling in a back alley. They're circling. They got their hair up, their fangs bared, and they're circling, but they're not going to do anything. They're just going to do that unless you pick up a handful of gravel, throws it at one of them, and he thinks the other one did it, and then you've got to fight." So this next item I told you about, a cash bounty reward for, quote, "whoever kills Donald Trump." I have run this story at this point because it's not anything of real legitimacy, and yet it exists, so I can't ignore it, and you should know about it. This is coming from an Iranian lawmaker in the hometown of Soleimani. And he apparently says, "I'm putting a $3 million cash reward, a bounty for whoever kills President Trump." And, of course, he's not saying if it's Iranian, if it's ISIS, if it's Taliban, if it's an American. I don't care. $3 million. Now, that's going to obviously cause concerns, additional concerns for Secret Service, not more so than others that already exist. But that kind of noise out there, no wonder we continue to have a country and a world at this point tearing at each other. I don't think anybody will even try to collect on it. I certainly hope not. And if they even try, I want them booked, thrown away forever. And I'd say that if they were trying to put a bounty on the head of former President Obama. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Hillary, oh, she does not like Bernie Sanders. And he's not going to like what she's saying about him. And many Democrats are not going to like what their darling Democrat, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has to say about them. This could be a caged match. AOC, Hillary, Bernie, and all the rest of the Democrats. Who could come out on top? And before we're finished today, I'm going to tell you how I had a plan to beat Conor McGregor. Please stay with us.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As most of you know, while we're on the air, you can post and text comments to Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. A couple here I hadn't had a chance to read yet. Billy and Lisa, both of them dealing with that $3 million bounty I just talked about a moment ago. They had sent their message before I actually could deal with the story. Billy said, whoever did it needs to be put in jail, prosecuted for putting a bounty. Imagine what the media would do if I said that about Obama. Lisa saying, $3 million bounty? Isn't that conspiracy to murder the president? Why is it being investigated? Well, as I just pointed out, it is probably being checked and watched and so forth. It's coming from an Iranian leader, politician in Iran. Don't even know if it's valid on that when you start dangling $3 million out there and make some kind of offer, you're going to have some stooges that would come on and try to pick it up. So, yeah, they're going to have to kind of keep an eye on it. You want to make it say it's nothing more than an idle threat, but when it comes to the president's safety, you can't just dismiss everything like that. And by the way, speaking again as we were about the rally in Virginia and the governor claiming, oh, I took care of everything. We were all safe because of my efforts. That's because nobody showed up to cause trouble. 20,000+ citizens, black and white, wanting to protect their Second Amendment rights and complain about some of the legislature's efforts to restrict them. And even the mother of the young woman who was killed in the incident in Charlottesville said those laws are pretty extreme that they're proposing. But you got the Democrat squad members also speaking out about that gun protest. Now, this is before, or actually while it was going on at the time yesterday, Ocasio-Cortez saying, there's this gun rights protest going on in Richmond on MLK Day. But here's the image that has stuck with me the most about it, is when we go out and march for dignity and recognition of the lives of people like Freddie Gray and Eric Garner, the whole place is surrounded by police in riot gear without a gun in sight. And here are all these people flying Confederate flags with semi-automatic weapons, and there's almost no police officers at that protest. So who are and what are our institutions protecting from who? And what image conveys it all? Conveys it all. Of course, as you pointed out, if you fly a Confederate flag, you're also a dangerous person. Which, by the way, again, I know some black Americans that fly Confederate flags, have them on their pickup. And, of course, as we did point out, there were those at the rally yesterday that had some weapons, some of them semi-automatic. Well, all of them would be semi, not automatic, but semi, unless they're bolt action. And some were displaying AR-15s and so forth on their shoulders, but they were not stepping on the Capitol grounds, or they might have been arrested because they said it's you cannot bring them on Capitol grounds, but they were in the public streets, which you're allowed to do. But no one fired a shot, not one. The hate and the threat was coming from the left and the media. In the meantime, AOC is turning her back on a lot of her Democrat members. They're not going to like this. She said, we, speaking about Democrats, don't have a party left in the U.S. The Democratic Party is not a left party. The Democratic Party is a center or a center conservative party. Well, that's not what a lot of Democrats think they are. And, of course, she has cited and endorsed Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is clearly far to the left, along with Elizabeth Warren. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, the rest of you Dems, you're either center or center conservative. Did you know you're pushing closer to the Trump side of the fence? She says you are. That's her belief. And, of course, she would defend Bernie because Bernie's doing all right by her. And he's even acknowledged that if I'm elected, it might be good to have a female vice president. Of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not old enough. By constitution, she's not old enough because you have to be old enough to be president, to be vice president, or in the line of succession. She's not. Hillary Clinton is old enough, and then some. So am I. So I'm not knocking her age. Hillary, of course, defeated Bernie Sanders in 2016 for that primary so she could go up against Trump. And the Russian collusion story, every time that's brought up, I think, Bernie, why didn't you make noise about the Hillary collusion, how they froze you out at the Democrat National Committee? I mean, evidence was presented in emails that got hacked that Hillary is controlling all the purse strings and they were cutting your money off. The Democrat National Committee, as with the Republican National Committee, is supposed to give all the candidates a fair chance at that point in going into the primary, not to be redirecting or really overfunding one over the other. Let them do their own funding. But they were trying to shun and close Bernie out, which they did. And now Hillary has had a new documentary, I think it's going to start this weekend. It's all about her. I don't really know if I want to spend the time to watch it. It's up, what's it going to be, on the Hulu network? I think I have that network in my midst. I don't know if I do or not. If I thought it was a legitimate documentary and not a puff piece, I'd have more interest in watching it. But I may go ahead and watch it just to see how much lipstick she can put on the pig. I'm not calling her a pig. I'm just talking about her old general philosophy. Larry called Hillary a pig. I did not. I just said how much lipstick she can put on a pig. You guys are, you're a difficult audience out there. I can hear you yelling, believe me. Some of you are honking your horns. You got people all around you looking at, what's this all about? Tell them to tune in, they'll find out, right? So anyway, Hillary is in this new documentary series on her life. Maybe we'll talk about the lipstick and the, never mind. In the interview, she did an interview in advance with Hollywood Reporter about the documentary called Hillary. Oh, good title. And she began to talk about Bernie Sanders. And here's what she said about Bernie. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. As if she and Bill weren't. Anyway, he was a career politician. It's all just baloney, and I feel so bad that people got sucked into it. She feels bad people got sucked into Bernie's campaign? Now, during the 2016 campaign, she was caught on a microphone making remarks about Bernie at that time. So her dissing him is nothing new, but here's what she said in 2016 about Bernie and his followers.
Some are new to politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel that they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envision for themselves, and they don't see much of a future. I think we all should be really understanding of that, and we should try to do the best we can, not to be, you know, a wet blanket on idealism. You want people to be idealistic. You want them to set big goals, but to take what we can achieve now and try to present them as bigger goals.
Yeah, get them out of mama's basement. Get them off the beanbag chair and eating Cheetos all day, playing games. Children of the Great Recession, living in their parents' basement. That's what she thought of the Bernie supporters at that point. Well, some of them since 2016 have grown up, have maybe moved out of mama's basement, maybe not. And yeah, they weren't getting the jobs they expected because they thought, if I'm going to flip burgers, I want $20 an hour. Well, you're not going to get that job. Nobody's going to pay you $20 to flip a burger. You get an education, you apply yourself, then maybe you can get something that will pay $20 an hour. But she said that about Bernie's supporters back then, and now she's coming out right and say, nobody likes Bernie. Nobody wants to work with him. The Sanders campaign, at last check, here's what it reads. The Sanders campaign comment and response to Hillary Clinton saying, nobody likes him, nobody likes to work with him, he's in Congress, did nothing. I'm sorry his people got sucked into it. The Sanders campaign official statement is, no comment. No comment. He can also say, you think it would? Let me see. Let me replay this before I say it, because sometimes when I'm doing a live program and things cross my lips and go into this microphone and then out over the airwaves, they're gone forever and I can't pull them back. So maybe Bernie is thinking, let's get that lipstick and put it on that. All right, I'm going to leave the rest of that to you. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you how I had a plan. I had a plan how I could defeat the ultimate fighter, Conor McGregor. You got to hear this story. It's true. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, many of you may not know who Conor McGregor is. He's the Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter, and he had a match over the weekend against Cowboy. And it was a highly billed match and a big payday for Conor. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But Conor is a former Cage Warriors featherweight, lightweight champion, competed at different levels. In a boxing match he had with Floyd Mayweather, it was the biggest pay-per-view draw at that time in MMA history, and he ended up losing. Some say he threw it. I'll leave that alone. But he had this match this last weekend. I was in Tunica, Mississippi, playing in a World Series of Championship event. Poker. Trying anyway. Didn't do as well as some of my other friends and players from St. Louis. Congratulations to them. But the Conor McGregor match was going to be on TV. Pay-per-view. And they have a bookie room where you can place bets legally on sporting matches. And I decided, I got a plan. I know I could beat Conor McGregor. And I mean, how can I not go with a guy named Cowboy? I mean, why couldn't I go with a guy named Cowboy from Texas? Conor McGregor is from Ireland. Donald Cowboy Cerrone is from the USA. So I'm going to go with him. And I put $100 down that Cowboy would whoop Conor McGregor. That's how I was going to beat Conor McGregor. He was going to pay me $100 plus. I was going to get something like $300 for that $100. I had it all plotted out. I had it all planned. As did many others. And then the match started. And it was over in 40 seconds. 40 seconds. I don't even think if I lit a $100 bill, it'd burn up in 40 seconds. But Conor McGregor came out, and Cowboy Cerrone, and Cowboy went to dive for Conor's legs, and Conor raised his knee, hit him in the head with his knee, and then backed him off, and then as Conor clutched him, he began to jolt him with his shoulder. Conor McGregor shoving his shoulder into Cowboy's face and nose, and later he said, yeah, I got my nose busted right away. He said, I got a real whooping in a hurry. And yeah, because after that, as he staggered away, then Conor McGregor threw his feet at him. Not literally, but I mean kicked him high, right in the face. Boom, 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 down on the ground. Dun, 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 second, 40 seconds, it's over. It's over. Everybody was, what? What? And I'm thinking, that's $100. I had a plan to beat Conor McGregor. I just lost $100 on this match. And I swear to you, if I dropped my drink and looked down to see where if it spilled on me, I would have missed everything. Good Lord, man. 40 seconds? And you know what he made for that match? They calculated, based on what Conor McGregor was getting. He hasn't had a victory for 3 years. But this was billed as a big, big matchup. You know what he's getting? Hold that thought. Hold that thought for a second. Well, I lost my money. You know who sent him congratulation notice almost immediately? Donald J. Trump sent congratulations. Congratulations. And what did Conor do, the Irishman? He sent out words to President Trump. Phenomenal president. Greatest of all time. There's a love fest going now between Conor McGregor and Donald Trump. Conor McGregor, phenomenal president. Quite possibly the USA's greatest of all time. Most certainly one of them. And I'm still thinking about the $100 I lost, and I never thought Trump would do that to me. I mean, turn around and congratulate the guy that took $100 from me, but he did. But here's this Irishman that says, I like your president. So I can't, it's pretty hard to be upset with a guy. I mean, 40 seconds. I mean, the play in the poker room absolutely stopped for the beginning of the match. And everybody was kind of watching, you know, see at least the beginning of it. We didn't think we'd see the end at the same moment, but we did. Conor McGregor and Donald Cowboy Cerrone came out to the center, and boom, 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 it's over in 40 seconds. So how much money, well, I lost my 100, how much money did Conor McGregor make? They estimate in that 40 seconds he made $1.9 million per second. All right, congratulations. We'll see who I put my money on next time. Hey, I appreciate you listening. Please let your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. It's an engaging program. It's not like any other talk program. Yes, we do politics, but we do a lot more. I mean, who else is going to tell you they lost $100 on Conor McGregor? So I'm stupid. Let your friends and neighbors know I'm on the air. Be back here again tomorrow for you. Same time. Same place. And if I'm lucky, I'll find another $100 somewhere trying to make up for what I lost. Back tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.